Talking color at Rosie on the House with Carlene Lauer of PPG Pittsburgh Paints. Let's go back to this Frank Lloyd Wright brochure you were talking about.
Okay. What it is so great about it is we actually took Frank Lloyd Wright's color card from 1955 that he developed for Taliesin, and we did identical matches. The card is set up exactly like Frank Lloyd Wright set it up. And what's amazing about it is how forward-thinking he was. He creates all these microcosms of color schemes. This is perfect for the Arizona market. So if you can go and you can get this brochure and you're trying to decide what to do, I would say this is a great place to start, because if you look at any four colors that are adjacent or beside each other, any way that they're touching, it's a color scheme, creates a color scheme.
I get it. I see that.
Yeah, you can see it.
I see that now that you say it. Okay.
So, it could be diagonal, it could be up and down, it could be in a square, but it creates beautiful color schemes, and that are perfect for the Arizona
market. Would that help Dave with his chocolate brown wainscot thing
well,
that we were talking about?
It could. There's a couple other things I forgot to tell Dave about. Dave, I want you to go download a free app at the App Store called The Voice of Color. And what you can do is you can take a picture of a space and that chocolate wall that you have. If you take a picture of that wall and that space, when you touch it on your phone, it'll say grab color from a photo. You load that photo up there. As you touch around in the room, it will suggest colors that match whatever you're touching. And at the bottom, it will bring up shades, lighter and darker shades. So if you come up and say it comes up as sarsaparilla, which is one of our dark chocolates, the colors that go with that, that are lighter, will show up on the bottom. And you touch those, and it will give you color recommendations.
Fantastic.
And, yeah, and you can actually carry that with you wherever you go and pull up that color with you on the go if you're matching things up. Bedding, draperies, he won't be matching those things up, but, desk accessories and things like that to be able to purchase to finish off, that's a great place for him to start.
And Jennifer, when you repainted our guest hall bedroom, you used a PPG photo app where you took a picture of a color, you liked, and they matched it at the store for you.
Well, actually, for that room, I bought a bedspread I loved, and I took it in, and there was just this one little piece of blue in it, and they matched that for me. And that room is just beautiful.
You did a great job on that room.
Yeah, I did the one wall in it.
That room looks great. Rome, let's get our last caller snuck in here on the show. Who are we going to go to now?
Harriet in Tucson. Welcome.
All right.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I have a problem that our entire house has these textured walls, which I don't like. And in the living room, I have a maraschino cherry red sofa.
Woo!
And which I love.
You like color.
the sofa I love. But I don't know, to get rid of the textured walls, is it a big project for a painter? Is it very expensive? And also, what color carpet should I get to go with this maraschino cherry red sofa? And what would I do with the walls? Right now, everything is white that they put on, in the house when the house was built.
All right. We can get rid of the texture. That isn't going to be a dilemma. If you have a phone that you could take a picture of it and send it to us at info@rosieonthehouse.com, we could probably recommend the easiest, quickest way. We also have a great painter down in Tucson, James Cruz, New Frontier Painting. He could get out there and take a look at it and recommend a method of smoothing those walls out a bit. So the wall isn't a problem. We can get that solved. Is it expensive? I don't know. I have to see how rough it really is. As it regards the carpet color on a cherry red couch, Carlene, you got to help me out here.
Well, what comes to mind is right now the biggest trend in carpeting is pattern carpet, and whether it's just with texture or texture and color. You might go see if you can find a carpet that has a neutral base, because you don't want to bring that maraschino cherry in. That it will just make a red hole and really advance at you. So I would say maybe go find a pattern carpet that has a design that you like that might have a little touch of red to it, or something like that would be the right choice for me if I was wanting to really bring that red into the flooring. If you just want to do something that will not contrast it so much, I would say a mid-tone taupe or something like that always works well with a red. But black and white pattern carpet with a red sofa could be amazing too. There's some beautiful black and white pattern carpets out there.
All right.
Well, you had mentioned that blue had the most colors and red probably had the least, just because as soon as you start to change red, it's pink or another
right.
color.
It becomes a different color.
So cherry red couch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's a tricky Yeehaw. One. I love, but one of the huge trends right now is the black and white and red, and it's called magnificence, and it's a return to jewel tones. Our economy, we do color trends every year. We come up with five different schemes of colors that we base on society and demographics and where people, what their wants and needs are. And the biggest thing right now is, you said, give you some encouragement that mm-hmm. we're coming out of this mm-hmm. economy. Mm-hmm. Well, what it is we are coming out of this financial woes that we've been into, and we are all looking for color, and we're wanting to interject it in ways that we've not wanted to do. We've been safe awesome. For far too long. Good. So color is really a big part of the market.
We want to leave everybody with a location and address to find the Color Sense application.
Game. Yeah. The Color Sense game is at thevoiceofcolor.com. And then I do believe April 1, it might be coming to our apps, which is on our iPad, Droid, and iPhones.
Very good. Folks, there it is. Wrapping up show on color. Wrapping up another edition of Rosie on the House. Don't get scared. We will be back next Saturday morning, 8 o'clock in the Garden Hour. Until then, if you've been uplifted, encouraged, or blessed by this show, we would ask you in this following week, please, just pay it forward.
Happy trails to you until